The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to the Daily Compliance News. The Daily Compliance News is an offering of the Compliance Podcast Network. March 14, 2019, the Ethics Premium Edition. First off, a story from Francine McKenna at MarketWatch that Lumber Liquidators pays $33 million for lying after 60 Minutes expose, stating that showing that undercover video of a Lumber's liquidator supplier stating they provided the company with laminate flooring that contained levels of formaldehyde exceeding regulatory standards. Lumber Liquidators fraudulently told investigators that third-party results of its flooring proved compliance with these formaldehyde emission standards. This turned out not to be true, and now Lumber Liquidators is paying $33 million for this misrepresentation. Second, an article from the Risk and Compliance Journal at the Wall Street Journal that the Department of Justice feels like the FCPA self-reporting has made headway. Efren Winrich, assistant chief to the department's FCPA unit, told the Risk and Compliance Journal that the individual prosecutions remain the chief goal, but that the policy, which became the corporate enforcement policy announced in 2017, had provided significant self-reporting of cases, and he cited Cognizant Technologies as sending a real message to the business community, which is if you cooperate, remediate, self-report, you'll be rewarded. Next up, the stripping of top positions based upon the college admissions scandal, which was announced yesterday, has begun. In an article from the ProPay legal regulatory section of the Wall Street Journal, private equity firm TPG has put William McGlasson, founder of the Growth Investment Unit and head of the firm's impact investment team, on indefinite leave because he participated, or at least is alleged to have participated, in the admissions cheating scandal. This comes on the heels of the announcement of the managing director or the head of Wilkie Farr, who also has been relieved of those duties and is temporarily suspended from the firm. So the fallout from this rather major scandal is just beginning. We'll have to follow this and see how it goes. And finally, what is the ethics premium? Well, the ethics premium is what companies get when they have an ethical program. And this is shown by this year's 2019 World's Most Ethical Company Awards, where WME firms have outperformed their peers by 10.5% over the last 5 years. So it's a return on assets that is better than the market shows. Matt Kelly over at Radical Compliance did a pretty in-depth analysis on this, so I would suggest that you take a look at what he's got for us in his blog post. I know you will find it fascinating. Thank you for listening today. I'm back from PodFest Expo 2019. I've got a lot of great new ideas around the podcast and the Compliance Podcast Network. Stay tuned for them all. This is Tom Fox. If you have any ideas for the Daily Compliance News, please feel free to email me at tfox@tfoxlaw.com. I'd love to hear from you. As you may know, we've had several new offerings on the Compliance Podcast Network. One of those includes Popcorn and Compliance, where Jay Rosen and I take a look at compliance through the lens of movies, both current, contemporary movies, and classic movies. Also premiering in December, and finally, Mary Shirley and Lisa Fine have premiered their new podcast, Great Women on Compliance. I hope you will check that out. It's a great podcast series. We have several other offerings that are in production that will go live hopefully in Q1 of 2019. I hope you will check back to see the offerings on this Compliance Podcast Network.